Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 505, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, a very happy Friday to you. Welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. I realized that I didn't have an inspirational quote for you this week, so I'm way overdue for that. Let me share one right now. Quote, "The purpose of business is to produce happiness, not to pile up money." Tony Robbins. This quote actually pertains to today because it makes me super happy to answer your questions. This is one of my favorite parts of the week, so keep sending me those questions. I love answering them for you. Now, why should you bother sending me a question? Not only am I obviously passionate about nutrition, exercise, lifestyle, but I also have credentials in each of those things. I have my doctorate of public health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my master's of public health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist or personal trainer, same thing. And because I love sharing this information with others, academia kept pulling at me, so I'm the department chair at Bastyr University, California. I'm also a professor at two other institutions. So needless to say, I love talking about this stuff. Enough about me. Let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
I am a moderately active female. I run, swim, I do strength and interval training. I could probably improve my stretching routine, but I also try to eat a balanced overall diet and tend to focus on nutrition. However, I work in a position that requires me to sit most of the day. Some of that is at a desktop typing on a computer. I'm wondering if you have any advice regarding combating this perpetual sitting and the posture that results from that. I've heard that standing once every hour and taking a walk is good. I try to do that, but are there any like specific stretches or things that I can do while I'm sitting that can help to support my healthy living goals?
Hi, Jody, and thank you for your question. We're finding through survey data that for those of us in the U.S., we are in fact working longer hours at our jobs and taking fewer breaks. And the breaks that we do take do not usually entail going for a walk. Instead, it's usually grabbing a snack. So I would say if you do use your break time to get your body moving, that's fantastic because you're already ahead of the game. Now, in a previous life, I was actually one of the ergonomists at the Universal Studios theme park in California. The term ergonomist or ergonomics basically means making sure folks are safe and efficient while working. And so that was my job when I was there. I worked with a number of different populations, but I did notice a trend amongst those that worked at a desk. Their posture suffered. When we sit in our office chairs and stare at a computer screen most of the day, the muscles in our lower back, our abdominals, trapezius, and our neck begin to fatigue. So over time, it's natural we'll begin to slouch and hunch over our keyboards. The same goes for those of us that spend a lot of our day driving. If you're listening to this while sitting at work or driving right now, I'm willing to bet you just adjusted your posture. And that's good. This is something I'll actually come back to. Over the long term, if no corrections are made, chronic pain could be in the near future. Now, before I get to muscle strengthening tips, I wanted to provide some advice with regards to how your computer and your office area is set up. First, your computer monitor needs to sit straight in front of you, not at an angle. You'll be surprised at how often I'd find people turning their necks to look at their computer monitor. Don't do that. Also, the monitor should sit at a specific height to relieve neck and eye strain. Here's how to do that. When you're seated at your desk comfortably, the top of your computer monitor should sit slightly below eye level. This will help you maintain a neutral neck position. Here's how to do that. When you're seated comfortably, your eyes should be in line with a point on the screen about 2 to 3 inches below the top of the monitor casing, not the screen. So again, make sure your eyes are in line with a point on the screen about 2 to 3 inches below the top of the monitor casing. Next, let's look at your chair. It's actually best to have a slight recline angle in your office chair. A recline posture of about 100 to 110 degrees is ideal. Basically, you don't want to be sitting upright. That will quickly fatigue your core muscles. Also, when you're working, be sure you sit back in the chair, that you're not sitting on the edge of the chair, and that your back feels supported in this position. And your feet should also be placed flat on the floor. Or if they don't reach, don't feel badly. I'm not that tall either. That would happen to me occasionally. Use a footrest. Now, with regards to rest breaks at work, most health agencies recommend that a break be taken every 30 to 60 minutes. During this break, stand up and move around. Even if the break only lasts for 3 to 5 minutes, this helps. It forces you to focus your eyes on other objects and forces you to kick in those other muscles that you haven't been using for a while. If you choose to go for a walk, you can help relieve some of those chest and neck muscles that are so tight because you are hunching over your keyboard by making sure your posture is perfect when you do walk. An easy way to do this is to make sure that when you walk, you make a very gentle fist with both hands. As your arms swing side to side, turn your wrists so that the knuckles of your thumbs point straight ahead. This will automatically force your shoulders back and down and force you to stand upright. It's amazing. It's so simple, but I guarantee it'll work. It's also not a bad idea, if you have time after your walk, to perform some chest and neck stretches. Again, we often hunch over our desks, so our chest and trap muscles can stay contracted throughout most of the day. To relieve these muscles, we want to move them in the opposite direction. You can do this seated or in a standing position, but here's the basic move. Raise both your arms in a straight line in front of you until they are at chest height. Then, turn your palms up so that they face the ceiling. Your pinky fingers on each hand should now touch. Now, with your palms still facing the ceiling, slowly open up your chest by separating your pinkies and moving each arm toward the wall behind you while keeping it at the height of your chest. At the end of the move, your thumbs should now be facing the wall behind you. Try and make your thumbs touch behind you. Now, you won't be able to, but this is forcing you to get to that deeper stretch. As you try and get your thumbs to touch behind you, gently exhale to get a slightly deeper stretch. To stretch the neck muscles, first place both arms by your sides so that your fingertips are pointed towards the ground. Again, you can do this standing or in a seated position. Imagine there's a light weight dangling from each of your hands, pulling your trapezius muscles down. Then, gently turn your head from side to side, while keeping your arms at your sides with those imaginary weights, keeping your arms reaching for the floor. As you gently and slowly turn your head to either side, exhale. To be sure you maintain the strength of these muscles outside of the office, be sure you incorporate some resistance training. In particular, to get those muscles nice and strong, we want to be sure we strengthen the hamstrings, the lower back, and the abdominals. Performing deadlifts, lower back extensions, holding the plank position, doing crunches or sit-ups are very, very helpful. Single leg extensions, pelvic tilts, and lying or standing bicycle twists can also be beneficial. When stretching, don't forget the cobra pose and performing downward dog. Both of those are wonderful. Okay, so now you have all of this knowledge. How do we encourage ourselves to actually take these breaks and do these things? Working at your desk, at a computer can be hypnotic. Hours can pass without us even realizing it. So to be sure you're getting those breaks in, one of the easiest things you can do and do right now is put a reminder in your phone or on your calendar at work. Set the reminder so it goes off once every hour during the workday. If a reminder once every hour gets annoying because it's just too often, Try setting it for every hour and a half or even every 2 hours. Just start somewhere. That'll help, I promise. Those little reminders are cues to action. I guarantee that when that reminder comes up, it'll still force you to stop what you're doing, refocus your eyes, take a moment to think about your posture, even if you don't get up and take that walk. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you again for the question, Jody. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. Both methods will work. I'll receive your questions no matter what. And both of these methods are in this episode's description at oldpodcast.com. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you, as always, for listening every day and all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back here on Monday, as always, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.